Hello and welcome to Debates in English, a weekly English lesson for upper intermediate and advanced English learners interested in political and societal subjects. I'm your host, Sam, an experienced English teacher who has spent thousands of hours in the classroom helping hundreds of students improve their fluency. This lesson series combines my expertise gained from my master's degree in politics with my passion for teaching English. Each week, you will expand your vocabulary at the B2, C1 level and improve your listening skills by exploring the pros and cons of a controversial topic. I recommend downloading the free document in the description, which has a transcript of the lesson with all the key vocabulary highlighted and further reading materials. In the United Kingdom, the majority of university courses cost around £27,000. Which is about $33,000. In the United States, another country with privatized university tuition, fees are much higher, averaging between $40,000 to $120,000 for a degree. All of these costs don't include housing, textbooks, and personal supplies either. However, many countries in Europe, such as Germany, Sweden, and Denmark, have either free universities, only requiring a small payment for administration costs, or are incredibly low cost relative to the UK and the United States of America. So, let's deep dive into the pros and cons of having free university education. The first reason why university should be free is the benefits of living in a society with more educated people. The key vocabulary to listen out for is empower, meaning to give somebody more control over their own life or the situation they are in. For example, the movement empowered women and gave them confidence in themselves. Equip, meaning to provide yourself, somebody, something with the things that are needed for a particular purpose or activity. For example, rooms vary in size and come equipped with hairdryers, television, and a telephone. Pressing, meaning needing to be dealt with immediately. For example, many believe climate change is a pressing issue. Catalyst, meaning a person or thing that causes a change. For example, the protests were later seen as the catalyst for the new political developments. Equitable, meaning fair and reasonable, treating everyone in an equal way. For example, we don't live in an equitable society. At its center, education empowers individuals. By making university free, we enable more people to access the tools and opportunities needed to reach their full potential. With a university education, individuals gain not only specialized knowledge, but also critical thinking skills, creativity, and a lifelong enjoyment for learning. Development of these skills will be even more important in the future when automation and artificial intelligence replaces more low-skilled work. But the impact of education extends far beyond the individual. Society is made up of individuals, and more educated individuals would make a better society. Positive social change can happen when more people are equipped with the skills and knowledge necessary to navigate the difficulties of the modern world. Educated individuals are more likely to contribute meaningfully to their communities and economies, driving innovation, productivity, and social togetherness. They are better equipped to address pressing issues from environmental sustainability to technological advancement, creating a culture of continuous improvement and adaptation. Furthermore, education is a catalyst for social mobility, breaking down barriers and opening doors to opportunities previously out of reach. By ensuring that education is accessible to all, regardless of economic background, we create a more equitable society where talent and merit, rather than privilege, determine success. The first reason why university shouldn't be free is the reduction of education quality due to less funding. The key vocabulary to listen out for is appealing, meaning attractive or interesting. For example, spending the winter in the UK wasn't appealing. Prestigious, meaning respected and admired as very important or of very high quality. For example, my parents wanted me to go to a more prestigious university. Allocate, meaning to give something officially to somebody or something for a particular purpose. For example, a large sum has been allocated for buying new books for the library. Stretched, meaning to make use of a lot of your money, supplies or time, etc. For example, the pandemic has stretched healthcare resources to the limit. Jeopardize, meaning to risk harming or destroying something or somebody. For example, he would never do anything to jeopardize his career. While university may seem like an appealing policy, it may have significant negatives for funding and the quality of tuition that students receive. According to the Times, in the top 10 universities around the world, 3 are in the UK and the other 7 are in the United States. Top universities around the world, including many prestigious institutions in the United States and the United Kingdom, have earned their reputation through large investments in research, infrastructure, and faculty. These institutions attract top talent from around the globe and drive innovation and excellence in education. However, making university education free could lead to a decrease in funding for universities, as governments may struggle to allocate sufficient resources to support the increased demand for higher education without additional revenue streams. This could result in budget cuts to academic programs, reduced investment in research and development, and limitations on faculty hiring and compensation. Governments that want to reduce their spending may introduce spending cuts to education that would harm the quality of the education offered to students. A decrease in funding could impact the quality of education and the overall student experience. Class sizes may increase, leading to less individualized attention and interaction with professors. Resources such as libraries, laboratories, and student support services may be stretched thin, limiting students' access to essential learning resources and opportunities for academic and personal growth. Moreover, reduced funding for universities could hinder their ability to compete globally and maintain their status as leading institutions of higher learning. As top universities in the United States and the United Kingdom faced increased pressure to maintain their rankings and reputation, any decrease in funding could jeopardize their ability to attract and retain top staff and students, as well as secure research grants and partnerships. The second reason why university should be free is the issue of student debt. The key vocabulary to listen out for is lenient, meaning not as strict as expected when punishing somebody or when making sure that rules are obeyed. For example, the teacher was lenient with students that were late. Burden, meaning a duty, responsibility, etc. that causes worry, difficulty, or hard work. For example, the heavy tax burden on working people. Hinder, meaning to make it difficult for somebody to do something or for something to happen. For example, a political situation that hinders economic growth. Stifle, meaning to prevent something from happening, to prevent a feeling from being expressed. So this is similar to hinder. For example, they hope the new rules will not stifle creativity. Alleviate, meaning to make something less severe. For example, the policy was introduced to alleviate the suffering of many people in the north of the country. When planning this episode, I had a look at my student debt to see how much I owed. I have a bachelor's and a master's degree that cost me a total of £37,000. In the UK, we are able to get a loan to pay for our tuition fees, but like most loans, we're expected to pay interest on this, and right now, I'm in over £65,000 worth of debt. While this seems shocking, this is completely normal, and everyone who I studied with at university will be in a similar position. In the UK, you don't start paying this back until you earn over £27,000 a year, and even then, the monthly repayments aren't much. This means that most people don't actually pay all the money they owe, and the loan gets cancelled at the age of 65. However, in the USA, the repayments are expected to be in full, and a lot sooner, with some loans needing to be repaid in 10 years after graduation. Is this the start we want to give young people? Charging students huge amounts of money for wanting to better themselves, gain qualifications, and become more employable? While this isn't a severe issue in the UK, as loan repayments are lenient, in the USA, student debt can be a source of financial burden. The debt that they acquire will follow them around for years into the future, impacting their decisions on everything from further education to career choices. The weight of student debt extends far beyond graduation day. For many, it becomes a constant source of stress and anxiety, affecting mental well-being and overall quality of life. Young graduates find themselves entering the workforce already burdened with significant financial obligations, making it difficult to pursue their dreams, start families, or invest in their futures. Moreover, student debt has wider implications for society as a whole. It hinders economic mobility as young adults are forced to delay major milestones such as buying a home or starting a business due to their financial constraints. This delay in economic participation not only stifles individual growth, but also slows down the overall pace of economic progress. By making university education free, we can alleviate this burden of student debt. Students can focus on their studies without the constant fear of debt, allowing them to fully engage with their academic pursuits and extracurricular activities. This, in turn, can lead to improved academic outcomes and a more enriching university experience. Finally, the fear of debt could be enough to persuade young people from not going to university. This could contribute to economic divisions in society, as richer families will be able to help pay for tuition, while poorer students are forced into taking expensive loans. The second reason why university shouldn't be free is that degrees will be devalued. The key vocabulary to listen out for is devalue, meaning to give a lower value to something, making it seem less important than it really is. For example, work in the home is often ignored and devalued. Strive, meaning to try very hard to achieve something. For example, they were always striving towards perfection. Foster, meaning to encourage something to develop. For example, the company tried to foster an inclusive working environment. Complacency, meaning a feeling of being satisfied with yourself or with a situation so that you do not think any change is necessary. The state of being complacent. For example, his early success as a writer led to complacency and arrogance. Diminish, meaning to make somebody or something seem less important than they really are. For example, the win was diminished because many thought they cheated. Hey there, If you're enjoying the lesson and you are finding it helpful, don't forget to hit that like button to let me know and support the show. It helps other students just like you find the video. And if you want to see next week's interesting topic, make sure to subscribe and turn on notifications so you never miss a lesson. Let's get back to it. One of the primary concerns with implementing free university education is the potential devaluation of education itself. When something is provided for free, it is often perceived as having less value. In case of higher education, making it free could lead to a decrease in the appreciation and the respect for the educational experience. Paying tuition fees for university education is not just a financial transaction, it is also represents an investment in one's future. When students and their families contribute financially to their education, they are more likely to take their studies seriously, engage actively in their courses, and strive for academic success. This financial commitment fosters a sense of responsibility and ownership over one's education, leading to greater motivation and dedication. Also, when university education is provided for free, students may be less inclined to fully engage with their studies or take advantage of the opportunities available to them. Without the financial stake in their education, some individuals may approach their university experience with a sense of entitlement or complacency, leading to lower academic achievement and a diminished sense of accomplishment. Furthermore, the perception of education as a valuable asset may be reduced when it is freely available to all. Employers may question the quality of degrees gained from institutions where education is provided for free, leading to skepticism about the skills and competencies of graduates in the job market. Additionally, the devaluation of education could have broader societal implications, affecting the overall competitiveness and productivity of the workforce. A workforce that values education less may be less innovative, less adaptable to change, and less equipped to meet the demands of a rapidly evolving global economy. The final reason why universities should be free is the possibility of reducing inequality. The key vocabulary to listen out for is socioeconomic, meaning relating to society and economics. For example, people from different socioeconomic backgrounds worked in the company. Counterparts, meaning a person or thing that has the same position or function as somebody something else in a different place or situation. For example, the foreign minister held talks with his Chinese counterpart. Disparity, meaning a difference, especially one connected with unfair treatment. For example, the wide disparity between the rich and poor was highlighted. Disproportionate, meaning too large or too small when compared with something else. For example, the area contains a disproportionate number of young middle-class families. Intergenerational, meaning including or involving people of different generations or age groups. For example, the intergenerational conflict and political turmoil of the 1960s. Supporters for free university education argue that it has the potential to significantly advance equal opportunities and reduce inequality within society. By removing financial barriers to higher education, free university education ensures that all individuals, regardless of socioeconomic background, have equal access to the benefits of a university degree. It should come as no surprise that working class people are less likely to go to university than their richer counterparts. Research suggests that fewer than one in five people from the lower social class groups participate in higher education, and although this proportion has been increasing, it remains well below the 45% who participate from the higher social class groups. The cost of study has been cited as a major reason for their decision not to go. According to one poll, students from the wealthiest postcodes tend to start thinking about university earlier than those from the poorest, with 39% of the richer pupils considering higher education at primary school compared to 27% of their most disadvantaged peers. It could be argued that these disparities reflect the impact of financial barriers, limited access to educational resources, and systemic inequalities that disproportionately affect working class communities. Free university education addresses this disparity by eliminating the financial barriers that prevent working class individuals from pursuing higher education, by making university education accessible to all, regardless of socioeconomic status. Free university education ensures that talent and potential are not limited by financial circumstances. Moreover, free university education has the potential to reduce socioeconomic inequality by empowering individuals to obtain the skills and qualifications needed to succeed in the modern economy. A university degree opens doors to higher paying jobs, greater job security, and increased opportunities for career advancement, helping to narrow the income gap between different segments of society. Additionally, free university education promotes social mobility by providing individuals with the tools and resources needed to break free from intergenerational poverty. By investing in education, society can create pathways for individuals to improve their lives and contribute positively to the communities, to their communities and economies. Furthermore, free university education fosters diversity and inclusion within higher education institutions, enriching the academic environment and promoting cross-cultural understanding and collaboration. When individuals from diverse backgrounds have equal access to higher education, society as a whole benefits from a more equitable distribution of talent, innovation, and expertise. The third reason why universities shouldn't be free is the ability to maintain tax and government spending levels. The key vocabulary to listen out for is overlook, meaning to fail to see or notice something. For example, he has overlooked one important fact. Substantial, meaning large in amount, value, or importance. For example, substantial numbers of people support the reforms. Expenditure, meaning the act of spending or using money, an amount of money spent. For example, plans to increase expenditure on health. Subsidize, meaning to give money to somebody or in an organization to help pay for something, to give a subsidy. For example, the housing projects are subsidized by the government. Trade-off, meaning the act of balancing two things that are opposed to each other. For example, there is a trade-off between the benefits of the drug and the risks of side effects. Advocates for free university education often overlook the significant financial implications for government spending and taxation. Implementing such a policy would require a substantial increase in government expenditure, redirecting funds from other important areas such as healthcare, infrastructure, or social services. In countries where higher education is publicly funded, taxpayers bear the burden of financing universities through their contributions to government revenue. Introducing free university education would likely require higher taxes. This would place an additional financial burden on taxpayers, reducing their disposable income and limiting their ability to invest in their own priorities, such as healthcare, housing, or retirement savings. Moreover, the allocation of tax money for free university education raises questions of fairness and equity. Taxpayers may feel resentful about subsidizing the education of others, especially if they themselves did not benefit from such a policy, or if they have already paid off their own student loan through hard work and sacrifice. Moreover, the opportunity cost of free university education cannot be ignored. Every pound spent subsidizing tuition fees for higher education represents a missed opportunity to invest in other areas with potential greater social and economic returns. This would include early childhood education, vocational training, or research and development in emerging industries. In essence, while the idea of free university education may appear attractive on the surface, it comes with significant economic trade-offs and opportunity costs. Governments must carefully consider the implications for government spending, taxation, and the broader economy before implementing such a policy, ensuring that resources are allocated efficiently and equitably to maximize societal welfare. That is the debate, everyone. Let me know in the comments what your opinion is on this subject. Which argument do you think is the strongest? Thanks for watching, and see you next week for the next debate.